Freedom's Weapon.
The following story was reported by the mainstream media. Ferdinand Marcos had risen to power in the Philippines in the mid-1960s. His rule was tragically marked by tyranny and corruption. After 20 years, the citizens, mostly comprised of devout Catholics, finally reached their limit. In early 1986, there had been a presidential election, which Marcos claimed to have won. But when overwhelming evidence clearly showed that he had used fraudulent means to alter the vote count, rebellion broke out. During a critical point in the civil war to oust President Marcos, government spies stumbled upon the actual location of the headquarters of the rebel forces. Immediately, well-armed tanks were sent to destroy their facilities and crush the rebellion. The movement of the troops was noticed in nearby villages as they drew closer to the rebel headquarters. Word of the imminent approach of the federal army traveled quickly to the rebel leaders. They realized, though, that the enemy was too close. They would not have enough time to break down their headquarters properly, preserve their equipment, and still make their escape. But they had to try. They had no other choice. A group of peasants assembled in the road that the tanks would have to use. Their goal was to delay the army's progress and permit the rebel leaders sufficient time to withdraw safely. But these poor, simple people had no weapons. Realizing their powerlessness, they knelt humbly in the muddy road and began to pray the Holy Rosary, imploring the Mother of God to help them. Soon the sounds of tanks could be heard approaching. The peasants bravely continued to kneel in the road, praying the rosary and blocking the army's path. The lead tanks roared to a halt within a few feet of the people. Almost immediately, the hatch of the lead tank burst open, and an agitated, irate tank commander ordered the peasants to get off the road at once.
We don't have time for this.
Otherwise, they would all be crushed beneath the treads of the tanks.
We'll plow you under. Fine.
He dropped back within the tank, slamming the hatch closed behind him. With heroic resolve, the peasants responded by chanting their prayers more loudly, fingering their beads more tightly, and holding their ground. Tense moments passed as the tanks came within inches of fulfilling their threat. Suddenly, inexplicably, the lead tanks backed off, turned around, and led the battalion of tanks back toward Manila. When the tank commanders returned to their home base, the military leaders were torn between astonishment and rage as they demanded an explanation for the extraordinary retreat. The explanation they were given, and this story was carried by major news media, including the Washington Post, was:
we ordered the peasants off the road, but could see they had no intention of moving, so we prepared to run over them, to mow them down. We began advancing and were just about to crush them under our tanks when I saw in the sky above them a young and beautiful lady. She commanded,
"These are my people. You may not harm them. Turn around now and go back."
Each of us saw it and heard the same thing. We did what we were told.
Soon thereafter, Marcos was deposed. Elections were held, and a very devout Catholic, Corazon Aquino, was elected as the new leader of the Philippines. Jesus gave all of us to his mother as he was dying on the cross. He invites us all to love and respect her as he himself does. It is our choice. Here in the Philippines, the Blessed Virgin came to the aid of her children, who had confidently fled to her maternal protection, implored her help, and sought her intercession.